بسم الله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. When we value anything, we make it a point to protect it, and we make sure that if it's money, we put it in a bank. If it's a car, we put it in our garage. Anything of value is always protected, and we do not squander it. We do not let it go to waste. Similar to this, and this is something that each and every single one of us, we are oblivious of, that the greatest ni'mat from the innumerous bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ni'mat and bounty of time. There are two types of ni'mats. There are usuli ni'mats and there are furu'i ni'mats. Usuli ni'mats such as iman upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a usuli ni'mat. And furu'i ni'mat, for example, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tilawat of the Quran, salat, these are furu'i ni'am. So bounties related to insan, they are usuli ni'mat. So iman billah, iman and belief upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes the bounties are not related to insan directly. So dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are furu'i. Time, waqt, this is an usuli ni'mah. It's directly related to insan. In a hadith of Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas, as-siha wal-faragh, that there are two things, there are two bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which many people are oblivious of. They squander it. They don't realize the value of it. Health, as-siha, and faragh, time. These are the two things. Maulana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, if we look, we see in various places in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath by time. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالْأَصْرِ. These are various verses. And there are a lot of other verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about time. And the reason is that this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as a ni'mah, as a blessing. And if we let it pass us by, then there's a possibility that we will be at a big loss. It will be a great loss. In the Tafsir al-Kabir of Imam Fakhruddin Razi, he mentions under the Tafsir of Surah Al-Asr that أقسم الله تعالى بالعصر الذي هو الزمن, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath by Asr, by time, which is zaman, it's a specific time. Because there are many peculiarities related to time. Because one may acquire, or one experiences in time, sarra, darra, moments of happiness, moments of difficulty. One experiences siha, saqam. One experiences health. One experiences sickness. One experiences wealth. One experiences poverty. One experiences many things in time. And if a person squanders 1,000 years in la ya'ni, in things which don't really matter. But that person does tawbah and his sa'adat becomes established. His sa'adat, his nek bakhti, it becomes established towards the end of his life. Then baqita fil jannati abad al abada, that person, he will remain in Jannah forever. So hayat and time is a very peculiar thing. And of course the opposite can be said as well, that a person, he can do good throughout his whole life, but if that person does not die in a state where he is deserving of Jannah, then that person will spend an eternity in hell. So we must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath by time, لِبَيَانِ عِزَمِهِ وَأَهْمِيَتِهِ, to indicate the greatness of time and the ahmiyat, the importance of time. So وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذْ أَدْبَرْ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَسْفَرْ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقْ وَاللَّيْلِ مَا وَسَقْ. These are all qasams. These are all oaths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken by the night and by the day, by the shafaq, when there is a shafaq in the horizon. Shafaq is the color in the sky. Wal duha, this is the duha time, when the sun just before the zenith point, the duha. Wal asr, these are time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath by all of these, by all of these awqat, by all of these specific times, to indicate the importance of this. So we must realize the value of this time. This is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we let it pass us by, then we are squandering the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A poet, very aptly, he puts it that وَالْوَقْتُ أَنْفَسُ مَا عُنِيتَ بِحِفْزِهِ وَأَرَاهُ أَسْهَلَ مَا عَلَيْكَ يَضِيءُ, that time is the most, it is the most important thing. It is the most expensive thing. Kimti. It is the most expensive thing which you have been given to protect. Time, which you have been, this time that you have been given to protect, it is considered, and it should be considered, the most expensive thing. And the poet says, وَأَرَاهُ أَسْهَلَ مَا عَلَيْكَ يَضِيءُ, but I consider it the easiest thing to squander. You have it in your possession, but it is the easiest thing that we squander. We just, whatever, throughout the whole day, we spend time, we don't do anything, and then we think that where has that time gone? Where has that time gone? Think about it. Now it's January. It was just last year that we were experiencing the month of Ramadan. Ramadan begins in 5-6 months. Ramadan begins in 5-6 months. This is something to ponder over, that the time goes so fast, and we need to ask ourselves that what have we done? That what have we done during this time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us as a blessing. Have we used it in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we examine the lives of the Salaf, the lives of the Salaf, we will see that the way they spent time, the way they spent time, it was, they were haris, they were very greedy with their time, very haris and greedy with their time. There was a scholar by the name of Amir bin Abd al-Qais. He was a very great tabi'i, a zahid, an ascetic. And a person came to him and said that, kallimni, you know, speak to me. So Amir bin Abd al-Qais, he said, okay, amsik al-shams, stop the sun. You stop the sun. Because when you stop the sun, then time is not going to go by. And then I will be able to speak to you. Because فَإِنَّ الزَّمَنْ مُتَحَرِّكٌ دَائِبُ الْمُضِيِّ, because the zaman, time, it continues to go. It continues to go, and it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop for anyone. So if I speak to you right now, I'm going to be at a loss. I'm going to lose something if I speak to you. So this was the Salaf. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he mentions that مَا نَدِمْتُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ نَدْمَى عَلَى يَوْمٍ غَرَبَتْ شَمْسُهُ نَقَسَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, beautiful. He mentions that I have not experienced sorrow over any day where the sun, when the sun has set, except نَقَسَ فِيهِ أَجْلِي, that my life, it diminished, and my amal did not increase. My life diminished, but my amal did not increase. This was Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud. What a profound statement, that each day he would want to make sure that his amal increases. And because each day we are losing one day. You're losing one day. But our a'mal, they remain the same, unfortunately. Our a'mal, they remain the same. And we are not haris upon our time. Hasan Basri, radiallahu anhu, rahmatullahi alayh, very great tabi'i. He had seen at least 60, 70 sahaba. He said, he would say that, Yabda Adam, innama anta ayyam. That son of Adam, you are but a couple of days. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. When a day goes by, then some of you has also gone by. Some of you has also gone by. Meaning that your life, your that day, that has left you. أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَوْقَاتٍ أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ حِرْصًا عَلَىٰ دِرَاهِمُكُمْ وَدَنَانِيرِكُمْ. That I have met people, he was speaking about the Sahaba, I have met people that they were very haris, very greedy for their time. And their greed was similar to your greed for dirhams and dinars, for money. For money. Our greed for money is a lot. We always want to accumulate and amass wealth. But the Sahaba, they were more greedy on their awqat and how they treated their waqt. And another, Abu Yusuf, rahmatullah alayh, he was one of the students of Abu Hanifa. So he was on his deathbed. He was on his deathbed. And he had a student by the name of Ibrahim bin Jarrah al-Kufi. Then he moved to Misr. So he came to do his iyada. He came to visit him. Sunnah to visit when someone is sick. It's our deficiency and one of our shortcomings that we don't visit when someone is sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. So Abu Yusuf, he became unconscious. When he came to, he said to Ibrahim, and this was on his deathbed, he died during this. So he said to Ibrahim that ما تقول في مسألة, that what do you say about such and such matter? So Ibrahim, perplexed, he said, في مثل هذه الحالة, in this state, you're asking me about a masla? You're on your deathbed, you're about to die. You're asking me about this kind of masla? He goes, no, don't worry about it. ولا بأس بذلك. تَنَدْرُسُ لَعَلَّهُ يَنْجُو بِهِ نَاجٍ. That let us speak about some ilm, and perhaps by it we can achieve salvation. Speaking about ilm, tadarusul ilm, it can give one salvation. So then Abu Yusuf, he said, Ya Ibrahim, ayyuma afdal fi rami al-jimar. That, O Ibrahim, what is better when we do rami? Right? Is it better to do rami, right, when we do rami in Hajj? Is it better to do rami while we are walking, or when we are riding something or on a conveyance? So Ibrahim said that raqiban, when we are riding something. He said, akhtata, no, you are mistaken. He goes, okay, walking, mashiyan. He goes, la, akhtata, you are mistaken. So then he said, what is the answer? So he said, when you stop and make dua, it is better to walk and do the rami. But if you do not stop and make dua, then you should do it in the state that you are riding a conveyance. So this was Abu Yusuf. And after this, Ibrahim left. And not a couple of moments after, he heard the sounds that people make when someone has died, that this person has passed away. He was walking out the door and he heard that Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi had passed. So just before his passing, he is discussing ilm. What great people. One of the previous Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Uloom Karachi, Mufti Sahban Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, he's buried in Darul Uloom Cemetery. I heard he was not my teacher. My teacher was Mufti Taqi Sahib. But prior to Mufti Taqi Sahib, Mufti Sahban Mahmood Sahib was the teacher for Bukhari. So I heard this, that before he would come to the Darsga, he was always very particular about the time. So always he would come to the darsga at the proper time. So if his dars started at 9 o'clock, he would be there at 8:55. This would be his routine. And I heard this from many of his students, that he would always be there. So the teacher, he would be finishing up his dars when he saw or there was an indication that Bahir Mufti Sahban Sahib baithe hue hai, they would immediately start closing their dars. you know, they would draw it to a close. And they had set up a chair for Mufti Sahban Sahib. And I also heard this, that while he was sitting on the chair, he would always recite the Quran. Always he would be reciting the Quran. And he had a similar habit when it came to Takbiratul Ula, that he never missed his Takbiratul Ula for 10 years. He would, at Zohar time, he was always there. Asr time, he was always there. First row, Mufti Sahban Mahmud Sahib. These were our akabirin. Then we think that, how did they preserve their time? If we preserve this time, if we preserve this ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in our time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in our time. Hifzul waqt. Hifzul waqt. When we do hifz of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also increase that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do izdada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that. So many of these scholars, they have passed away. For example, Allama Abdul Hayy Laknawi. Right? It's surprising that this man, he had written more than 110 kitabs. But when he died, he was only 39. Only 39 when he died. But his books, they're taught in madaris today. He was a 39-year-old man, and he died. Imam Nawawi, rahmatullahi alayhi, we don't even need to introduce Imam Nawawi and his name. He was 40 years old when he died. 40 years old. And then people think that how is it possible for such people to write voluminous kitabs? He wrote voluminous kitab, and simultaneously, he would write Sharah of Muslim, Sharah of Bukhari, Sharah of Abu Dawood, you know, commentaries of these kitabs, Riyadu Salihin, fatwa books, and he would do all of this simultaneously. And in the morning, he had 13, 14 durus. He was a ustad in a madrasa, Imam Nawawi. So he would have 13, 14 durus. And different dars. Dars on sarf, dars on nahw, dars on hadith, dars on fiqh. How did they manage their time? Throughout the whole time, they were managing. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, let's not even go that far. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, he has approximately 1,000 mu'allafat. 1,000 mu'allafat. Very prolific writer. And he wrote on every single topic one can imagine. Every single topic, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi has something on it. In Arabic, in Urdu, in Persian. He was a master. How did he manage his time? These people, they manage their time. And this is the reason. Mufti Taqi Sahib in class, because he would tell us that his commentary on Muslim, he would write after Asr to Maghrib, which is very brief, an hour and a half, and he completed this sharah like that. That he would manage his time and he completed the whole sharah within a couple of years. Because they managed their time. All of them managed their time. Mufti Shafi Sahib, when he was the Mufti Azam of Deoband, he had written approximately 50,000 fatawa. 50,000 fatawa. And all of them are in the repository of Darulun Deoband. Some of them have been published by the name of Imdadul Muftiyin. Imdadul Muftiyin. They have been published. 50,000 fatawa. Because they were very haris, very greedy with their time. They would always manage. Because they understood that it is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to do. That we need to understand that this time is a ni'mat given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we properly utilize it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in whatever act we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhudu alhamdulillah.
Very fluent. There must be.